posted, I'll let you guys know on the socials once I post it. I'm going to post it after this episode so you guys have something good to look at on this Martin Luther King weekend.
It's MLK Day, man. Don't let me catch y'all slandering his name out here.
Hey, bro.
He didn't cheat on his wife. They lost in court. I'll leave it at that.
Why we gotta look at that stuff? Look at what the good things Luther did, all right? He tried to bring us together, man.
He did. He, you know, he preached equality and love and gotta kill
all
him.
That good stuff, man. Got so we're gonna celebrate MLK today.
Got him killed.
All right. We're gonna turn up from MLK, baby.
And hey man, if you go to his house, do not try to burn it down.
Wait, they tried to burn his house
down? You didn't hear about that lady a couple months ago? There was a tourist here that she was...
Hey, don't bring your touristy ass here trying to burn down Martin's house.
She was pouring gas on the porch, and she was about to...
And somebody tackled her?
Yeah, the police stopped her, thank goodness. She was about to try to burn his house down. Black lady, too.
Son of a bitch.
Be your own people, bro.
Luther's house, bro.
Be your own people,
tried to burn down Luther's house?
Yeah, man. They hated on Jesus too, man. Don't ever forget that.
My favorite saying for 2023 and 2024 and beyond. They tried to hate on Jesus too.
They did, tell you. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. We're gonna get started here in a minute. Hey, man.
This is what happens when you have a late stream. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're a little tired. All right.
There's gonna be some good B-roll for you guys. But thank you guys for hanging out, man. Either way, if it's your first time here. We normally record Saturday mornings, but we opted to flip to the evening. Shout out to my co-host DC for being so flexible, man. You know, I could not do this show without you, man. And I appreciate you immensely for always being, you know, super flexible with times and stuff. You know, I need to say that, man. I appreciate you 100%, 110% on more than just that. You know, people don't know this guy right here has done some shit behind the scenes that you guys will never hear about, but
I try.
I just, you know, gotta give this man his flowers, man. But
I get it, man. Like, look, man, you have a full family, bro. I understand. I purposely kind of leave my Saturdays open to be flip-floppy.
But like, even if you did it, man, you know, like I said, it's just, I just don't want you to think it's not appreciated, because it most definitely
well,
is.
I appreciate you appreciating, my brother. You
know, just gotta, we try to spread love and shit around here, and it's, you know, definitely going towards you, but
I appreciate you appreciating the appreciation. Bam. AAA, baby.
You know, but thank you guys for hanging out, man. I appreciate y'all for being here. If it's your first time here, we do record this podcast live, usually every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. If you are hanging out in chat, please feel free to include yourself in the conversation. That's how we get our high. You know, that's, you know, our juice comes from you guys. And we appreciate y'all for being here and a part of the conversation, man. You know, he is the best, Tina. You know, shout out to our producer, Tina, and my wife in chat, man. You know, she is, and he is the best.
Got a good. Oh, me? No, I'm going to make her mad real fast. Hey, Tina, you jealous of me, bro?
Here we go. Now she goes, wow, she going to come down here. I'm telling you.
Hey, you jealous of me, bro? Okay, I'm playing. Love you too.
Oh man,
it's late Saturday. I'll be nice. But
brother, man, look at these two right here.
Hey man, without the foundation, without the family, man, we need each other to stay strong. You know, doing the good times and the bad times, man. We gotta find your unit, man. Find your family. Find your tribe. Find your whatever you want to call them, man. And lean on those people when you need them, man, because life isn't meant to be dealt with alone, man. You got absolutely friends and family out there. And if you can come here and find some kind of escape with our antics, hey, man, I am so happy I can be that for you.
Absolutely, man. If we can get you guys laughing for just even an hour, that's important to us. So without further ado, we're going to get started, because this will be the whole podcast, just us talking and, you know, circle jerking each other.
Oh, loving on each other like some little freaks.
You know,
but yeah, let's get this party started, man.
Yeah, man. So thank you guys for hanging out. Like I said, please feel free to include in the conversation. Any bits, subs, follows, all that stuff is turned off on purpose so as not to interrupt the recording. But it's appreciated nonetheless, and we love you guys. Let me get that out.
Hello. Hey, people are getting sick too.
Yes, they are, man.
Yeah, people are getting sick. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. I'm sorry. Hit us with that intro, brother.
You good. Hello, and welcome to episode 175 of the Super Weapon Podcast, most overpowered podcast on the internet. It's your boy, Darius the Artist, and as always, got my co-host DC here with me today.
What's happening, baby? We are back, and I am pretty excited to be here, man. What a awesome episode we had last week. I just want to say that first and foremost.
Yes,
sir. Amaze. I watched I'm sticking with this show that he has, what he's doing for the music category over there in Kick.
Underground Uprise.
I've been promoting the link on my YouTube because you know what? I'm not looking to get anything from this. I just want you to know I genuinely love the idea. I love what they're cooking up over there. If you guys don't know, please check my Instagram. Check the Super Weapon Instagram. I'll post it again today. What they're doing over there is amazing. And this is what I mean when I say dig into your brain. Get just outside of the box thinking. See what we can do to grow together and make this place expand, which we're going to talk about. I don't want to jump ahead. I'm gonna let my boy do his thing, but you'll see it's going to come back to that. That's all I'm saying.
Nah,
it's going
to circle back around. I mean, honestly, man, it's just crazy because we were kind of texting as, you know, the news with the Twitch layoffs kind of hit. You know, it's crazy how like timing kind of works out, you know, because I feel like that conversation was very much needed, you know, because one thing we always try to do around here is keep those kind of topics front facing for, you know, our peers, you know, because this shit's hard out here, you know, excuse my language, you know, he might have to bleep that out, but this what we call content curse is hard. You never know that, you know, life comes at you fast, man, and this year is going to be tough. You know, even outside of just gaming and content creation, you know, because we're going to talk, like I said, we're going to talk about Twitch layoffs and everything. But we, you know, it's definitely a much needed conversation, and we're not just trying to promote the episode, but like there's actually a lot of really good information in there. Even if you're just somebody who needs a positive uplifting, man, just check out Amaze, man. He is somebody who has been through the ringer himself, but he has been relentless in his pursuit of excellence, man. And he is definitely somebody who we admire here, and we plan on having back before the end of the year, hopefully. So without further ado, you know, this is our first normal episode of the year, and you know, I feel like, you know, we're what, 13 days into the year, and we already had a whole bunch of news kind of just explode over the last couple of weeks. You know, mm-hmm. We, you know, the first and the biggest thing, of course, as we alluded to, is the Twitch layoffs. So Twitch announced earlier this past week that they're laying off 35%, about 35% of their workforce, a little over 500 people. And it, you know, it kind of just, it blew up on Twitter and, you know, all of our regular socials and things that we kind of hang out in. And, you know, a lot of people were rightfully upset. But Twitch is not the only place, the only tech company that has experienced these sort of layoffs. And, you know, I'm very much in tune with this stuff because I work in tech. You know, for those of you guys don't know, I work in IT, for two government agencies, state agencies. I'm not going to tell you which ones, obviously. But yes, that stuff is like kind of very much important to me because you have a lot of these companies who are starting to kind of, unfortunately, course correct. You know, we're still starting to see that those effects of the pandemic where they were hiring pretty much everyone and now they're trying to consolidate in the industry, and it sucks, man. And, you know,
yes.
Real. You know, before we get like really deep into the conversation, I just want to say my heart goes out to all those people who lost their jobs, man. I've been on the, you know, earlier last year, I was on the other end of that, and it sucks. You know, yep. DC has experienced that as well.
I've been laid off quite a few times. It's not fun.
No, it's not, man. And, you know, I guess, like, you know, I'm really curious, you know, your kind of thoughts on this and, you know, but, you know, as we kind of like dig into it, man, like, you know, because I did watch the, you know, Dan Clancy, this CEO of Twitch, he did a Q&A, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, about an hour long, where he was just talking to the community. He, you know, he's being very honest and open about anything that he could be.
First of all, you know, I want to give a standing ovation and shout out to Dan for Standing 10 toes down, you know what I'm saying? Jumping out there,
yeah.
Not hiding in his office as the world burns. He jumped out there to let people know, like, hey, you know, I want to give you guys a level of transparency to where, you know, at least you won't be wondering what the hell's happening. Like, I'm going to come out. I'm going to be honest with what's going on. I'm going to explain everything to you the best way I can, even though it may be some things that you may not want to hear. But this is what me and Darius been pretty much preaching and talking about for a while, with the level of transparency and letting people on your platform know what exactly is going on. And this is the business side of things that we often preach about a lot, like learning the business. Like, you just don't want to be existing on a platform and not knowing what's going on. That's not a good move. I don't recommend that for anyone. You want to know what's going on with the platform that you own so you can adjust properly. If you feel like you need to make content somewhere else, or you might want to redirect your focus, all that is important when it comes to knowing what's going on. So with Dan giving that speech, there was a lot to dissect there. People have been rewatching it since he dropped it. And I feel like there was a young lady, I retweeted her on my Twitter. She broke it down really well. And she was saying during like the pandemic, you had such a uptick in the streaming world.
Yep.
So her theory was, she wasn't saying this like it was truth. She was saying this is what she thinks had happened. So with that uptick, she was like, Twitch may have hired more people. And after fourth quarter numbers came in, they had to make some adjustments. Now, if that's the case, it doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, you had people lose their jobs.
All right.
So hopefully this was something that didn't just happen out of nowhere. Like, I hope at least there was some kind of warning, because I've been in a situation to where I went to work and they like literally was like, hey, we don't need you guys anymore. And like, we went home. It was like the craziest thing. Then I had another job. I've told this story several times on this podcast. I remember it was the season finale of Walking Dead on a Sunday. I got an email right before. Look, I got my trinkets. I'm talking about, I had my dinner prepared. I had my plate set up.
I can't forget that, man.
I was so excited to watch Walking Dead. I forgot what season it was. And I had my laptop open. And I just saw my email indicator. And I looked at it. It's like, oh, we don't need you guys to come in tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to let your whole section go. We don't need the graphics department, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so I just closed my laptop. I ate my dinner, man, and I watched my show.
Yeah, because he actually texted. I remember you texting me and our good friend.
It's like,
Micah,
hey guys,
man,
I just got fired.
It was like right as the the show's like intro was playing. It was terrible, man. I'll say this much, man. You know, Dan actually kind of spoke to that. Somebody asked him about it, and unfortunately, there was a leak the night before, which is what I think got to the internet. You know, before, you know, he said, you know, did people find out on, you know, before you guys essentially, you know, talk to the people that you were going to let go. And he was like, unfortunately there was a leak, and they tried to actually get the story to stop, you know, that, but you know, news outlets are going to do what they want to do. You know, they have the information. There's really nothing you can do to stop them from publishing it. So unfortunately, you know, a lot of people did find out via Twitter that there were going to be Twitter and other social media sites that they were going
to
be.
Oh, see, and just to be 100% honest with you guys, I saw highlights and bits and pieces of Dan Clancy's speech. I didn't get a chance to view it all because I couldn't find it, but Darius just informed me that it's on the official Twitch page.
Yep, if you guys want to watch it, it's bits and pieces. The past broadcast is still up. I think it's like an hour and 7 minutes or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, he's sitting at his house drinking, looks like Coca-Cola, and you know, with ice in it. He's very like relaxed. It's not like some setup, or you know, where he's giving like cut and dry answers. He's actually explaining things to people, which is just like DC said, man, you know, for all the things that Twitch may or may not be, my apologies, my phone's just ringing. For all the things new Twitch phone, may or may not be, you know, I will give Dan credit because, like I told you guys before, I was very skeptical of him coming in from Amazon. You know, he's worked at a lot of tech companies before. You know, he kind of gave a breakdown of why this thing kind of happened. You know, with tech companies, they kind of project for the future a lot, and so they'll hire for that. And unfortunately, in this situation, Twitch kind of over projected what they thought they or where they thought they were going to be, I guess, at this point. You know, because earlier last year we had some layoffs as well from Twitch. So mm-hmm. This is just an unfortunate situation that a lot of people have found themselves in. And, you know, we talked a lot about the game industry last year and how there were like almost 8,000 layoffs. I believe that number is closer to 9 now at this point. Right. You know, there's still companies that are just, you know, this is going to be a hard year economically for a lot of people. And that's one thing, you know, once again, I want you guys to really kind of think about, you know, I don't know, outside of the country, we do have some international listeners and chatters. So shout out to you guys. So I don't know if the situation is kind of the same in your country, but in the U.S. right now, you know, things are pretty tough for a lot of people, man. You know, it's hard. You know, people are working multiple jobs. They're not sure, you know, how they're going to pay their bills, or companies are just like taking your ankles and chopping them right off of you. And, you know, it's a sad thing to see, but, you know, ultimately Dan was very bullish on Twitch, and he also made sure to let people know that Amazon is as well. They have no plans to sell Twitch off, which is a lot of speculation was coming about that too. And I'll give him once again credit for even mentioning that, because we've all been wondering, you know, if Amazon is just going to eventually pull the plug on the platform, but it doesn't seem like they are.
And he pretty much answered that as well.
He did. He said they had no plans to do it, man.
But I don't really take that. And this is nothing against Dan, right?
Yeah.
As far as Dan knows, they don't plan on like exiting it. As far as he knows, like Amazon could say one thing. Like it's just how companies are. Like they'll say one thing, and it may not be like in a malicious intent behind it.
Right.
But once they start like doing some crunching, they don't know. Like the art of business and stuff. If you dealing with businesses, and once you get to that higher level, It becomes very unpredictable sometimes. Like, you don't know. Like, they have people, legitimate people, who sit there and crunch these numbers all day. And at the end of the day, if you look up the definition of business and look in there, the point of a business is to make a profit. You know, these businesses, I say it all the time, you know, they're not your fan. I mean, they're not your friend. They may have CEOs with good intent, but at the end of the day, you know, when you involve the, the shareholders, and, you know, you got to answer to these people. And if you're not making a profit, then just shit rolls downhill. So I'm hoping that's not the case with Twitch. I really do want them to win. I joke on Twitch a lot. Let's be honest. I joke on them and their scandals a lot. And they've been pretty good. You know, they've been keeping their heads clean lately, and I applaud them for that. And I joke on them a lot, but at the end of the day, this is where we put our content. So we want it to win. Like, we want it to do good. We want it to succeed. And I've come up with, you know, I've been digging deep, trying to find out solutions to some of the things that Twitch has going on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah,
hopefully
and it's interesting.
We can discuss that,
like,
as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting just based off of his conversation on that stream and some of the announcements they've made, you know, with the whole partnership with NVIDIA and the transcoding. It seems like they're moving towards trying to make smarter moves while also becoming profitable, because, you know, we've talked about this before, and he confirmed it once again on that video, on that stream, that Twitch has never run at a profit. It's always been in the red. You know, and the thing with the transcoding that I'm actually pretty excited about, people were kind of worried, you know, people have their hot takes without actually looking into stuff, and it just blows my mind. But, you know, Twitch is going to be doing this thing, this running this beta with NVIDIA, where you will have the transcoding. Basically, transcoding is how you, I'm trying to think of the easiest way to explain it. You're transcoding the you're taking the video, the raw footage, and you're and you're transferring it to the server for people to view. Twitch takes care of all of that right now, the way it works. Partners, you know, certain only partners get, you know, that top tier transcoding, and you know, they're working with NVIDIA to have it to where you can use transcoding on your stream PC or your, you know, your PC. So you will be the one who can have the best bit rates, the best video, which I think is really cool because, you know, that, you know, for a lot of people that don't know, streaming video is very expensive, not just on Twitch, but just in general, streaming is very, very expensive. That's why you see all your favorite platforms are going up in price every couple of months. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime Video, all these places are going up every year because not only are they paying for the shows that they're making, but they're paying for the transcoding. They're paying to stream all this stuff to you. Like, it's not free. And I feel like Twitch is going to continue to make these kind of moves where they give the tools back to the streamers or the content creators to, you know, better empower you while also trying to save and make money. You know, because he said, you know, he's going to be, he wants Twitch to be very careful about how they choose to expand going forward so they don't run into this issue again where they, where they have to make, you know, unfortunate cuts. And it, you know, it sucks, you know.
Right.
That, you know, once again, these, you know, Discord laid off a few hundred people. I think it was like 17% of their workforce.
Yeah.
Google, one of the biggest tech companies in the world, fired a bunch of people right after that. Like, it's tough out here, man. And I really, once again, you know, I want our peers to really just figure out ways that you can make your content unique for you and that it doesn't just exist on one platform.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You're hitting all, I got my notes here, and you're hitting all the points. So I'm going to just throw this out here.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I'm going to just throw this out here. I'm going to look at my notes here. Wait, up. Oh, got my laptop. Got my juicy laptop. Check it out. There it is. My little piece of Dell. Leave it alone. Go to hell. All right.
Shout out to Darkstar and Tori in chat, man. What's up, guys? Shout out. You guys are hanging out. Tori, by the way, man, totally off topic. Can you text me? I have a phone that works now. I need to get your number back. Please do that for me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now we're all right. So basically, I always want to be the person who not only just harp on the things that's going on, harp on the realities of the world that we live in. I kind of try to want to find a solution as well. And I sat here and I really thought about this morning as I was typing up my notes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and so I wrote down kind of like a tree.
Okay.
And it was like, all right, it was basically we have the foundation, right? Would be to grow streaming to what can we do to possibly make Twitch profitable, right?
Okay.
So
you're putting on your CEO hat right now. I like this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sitting at the long table on the top floor on the 100th floor, you know, like Dr. Eva. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I'm talking to everyone who's important.
I got you.
Just imagine on the dry erase board at the top, Twitch profitability, right? How can we get this place to be profitable while not upsetting the folks who use it, right? So rule number one, and I got this from research, so you may hear some things that people already put out there, but this is also what I've researched. Clancy himself said, we need to grow individual streamers. Now, what does that consist of? On Twitch's end, more visibility, right? On a streamer's end, if you get more visibility, you have to provide quality content. So if Twitch gives you more visibility, we also have to get the viewers, people who we need people to basically not only visit Twitch, we need them to invest in viewing Twitch, meaning we need them to, you know, people have lives, you know, things happen. Just like someone looks forward to getting off work and coming home and watching their favorite show, we need to get that feeling inside of people to, when I get off work, I can't wait to come see whatever it is on Twitch, right? We need an emotional investment. So we need to find a way to get that from people. And guess what that circles back to, guys? Quality content. And that's what Darius just said a few minutes ago when he said, guys, think of outside of the box content. Think of stuff like that. So all in all, we have this breakdown here, and it comes down what streamers really need to do. And we've said this a billion times. Your content is your network. Your content, treat it like a television network. You're putting on a show. Would you stand up in a dirty house and just sit there and look crazy? Or are you going to try to, you know, have a cohesive background? Are you going to have, like, think about it as a business. Like, for us, for example, you know, with Super Weapon, we want everything. We have this new background because we want this to be visually appealing when you see it on YouTube, right? Instead of just seeing what we had before. You know, you got to think about these things, like upgrade your content. Everything matters, from the letters you use in your logo. It all matters because you want to draw people in with this stuff. So with Twitch has to find a way to put the spotlight on the quality streamers, right? So it's a give and a take. We got to figure out those two things, right? And I think that will put us in a better position. Long story short, like, I wrote a whole freaking paper on it, just sitting up here researching it. And that's what I came down to, like, visibility and quality from the streamers who use the platform. Long story short, what do you think, my man?
You do, man. That's a lot of good points. You know, that's probably the biggest thing, I think, with the industry in general is, you know, how do I, as, you know, Darius the Artist, get my content out to the audience that I wanted to see it? And, you know, he even touched on the whole multi-streaming, you know, Twitch decision into doing that, you know, and I like his reasoning behind that was mostly because they want to promote the space and not just have Twitch be the only game in town, because we've seen kind of what that, in, you know, you look at most industries where you have one major competitor that's kind of taken over everything, or they have majority share of the market. There's stagnation when it comes to innovation and expansion. You know, you look at what Netflix did for damn near two decades at this point. You look at what Amazon has kind of done with, you know, shipping, that whole industry. You know, they are the top dog, but there's nobody really innovating on that end. And I kind of look at streaming that way too. You have your one percenters, you know, you have your top dogs up here on Twitch and YouTube, and, you know, pick your favorite platform. You have to really figure out what it is what your goals are when it comes to not just live stream, but content creation. And, you know, that's why, once again, I'm glad we had Amaze on, because, you know, he offered a very different take on multi-streaming or multicasting that most people had, you know, where he does not multicast, which I actually didn't know. I assumed he was still kind of dabbling a little bit on Twitch.
He visits every now and again.
Yeah, well, I thought, like, he was still streaming on there, but he's not really much anymore, you know, because he wants to focus just that particular part of his brand onto Kick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that you have to do that to be successful, or you shouldn't multicast, or... But you really have to kind of figure it out what it is.
Individual.
Yeah. You have to really figure out what it is for yourself that you want to do that will put you in the best position to succeed. And I agree with you. I think Twitch has a issue when it comes to discoverability for, you know, the multitude of streamers that are on there. I mean, there's millions of people that stream on Twitch every month. Mm-hmm. You know, quite literally millions of unique channels that go live pretty much every day on Twitch. And, you know, he does a lot of unique things with music, and, you know, just try to really figure out those things that make you unique as not just a person, but as a, you know, as a content creator. You know, you can't just sit down and play Apex for 6 hours a day, thinking you're gonna pay all your bills,
pay your mortgage, think about it like this.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Think about, like, how many people are playing Apex, how many Apex short clips you're gonna see on YouTube, how many 360 spin-a-rooney no snipes,
really
shout
cool
out to Waffles.
Jump off this high building and snipe somebody to win the game. I see so much of that
as
stuff.
As cool as it is, don't get me wrong, as cool as it is, there's tons of it out there. So you got to look at yourself and think, okay, how can I stand out? Like, if you want to play Apex, that's fine, but let that be one bullet in the clip. You know, you got to have other bullets in the clip.
Yeah.
To kind of, you know, you got to kind of bring out your personality. You got to, not only do I play games, what else do you do outside of games? Think of it like that. Can you incorporate that into your channel? Does that bring an audience? Like, say you might play the guitar or something. Maybe you'll have a session to where you have a little jam session or something. Like, I'm just, you know, throwing stuff at the wall here. Honestly,
if I'm being honest with you, man, I feel like where the industry is now, I would love to see more collaboration style content from not just your larger streamers, but from your mid tier to you know, lower growing streamers. Like, I think that kind of content really has a good place for growth, because you don't really, I don't want to say it's niche, but you don't really see a lot of people doing like collaboration style content. You know, you have, you know, shout out to somebody like Ludwig. And there's another young lady streamer who does, like, I think she does like a version of, either she does the streamer awards or she does a version of it. I think her name's Cutie Cinderella. They do like the event type shows, and that stuff really pulls in a lot of viewership for them. And it, you know, it gets their brand everywhere. And I think that kind of stuff is where the future of content creation kind of lies. You know, you mentioned, think of yourself as a network. I want to say that Twitch, YouTube, and Kick are the networks. You're the TV. Mm-hmm. Your favorite TV show. You're Walking Dead.
There you go.
You're your favorite Marvel movie or your Marvel TV show. You know,
1000% agree.
You know, because that way, because when I think of like a network, I think of like multiple shows that kind of fit into that particular network, if that makes sense. Whereas, like,
right,
you know, your favorite TV show,
your Disney Plus,
right? You know, I mean, Netflix or Disney Plus. You know, it's Twitch is the Netflix of gaming and live streaming and stuff. So you're your favorite show, and how you mm-hmm. you know, you want to try to build up these different seasons of your content. And I think, you know, if you think about it like that, you kind of have a goal, right? Because that's how I'm starting to think about my content. You know, I want to do more goal oriented kind of content. And yeah, just like Tori said in chat, you're your favorite TV channel. You're that kind of thing. So, you know, think of what you can do for your content outside of just, I'm just going to hit the live button and I'm just going to be live for 5 hours. I'm going to get like 3 or 4 clips for TikTok, and I'm just going to leave it at that. You know,
yeah, and stop being obsessed with playing for clips too.
Yeah, this isn't 2014, 2013 anymore, man. That stuff is not going to get you where you really want to go. And, you know, I don't know what everyone's goals are for content creation. If you're just doing this just to have a good time, just to hang out with your buds, man, like, more power to you. But there are people who really want to make this into a career. And I feel like we're getting to that inflection point with it where the barrier of entry is just getting higher and higher. You know, you have more competition than ever before. You have younger competition. You have a lot of kids who are doing this, you know, a lot of young adults who are doing this, who grew up on YouTube at this point. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I've actually seen a few people recording out in public at various stores and stuff. And, you know, it took me a while to get used to it, but that's a really,
there's going
to
be a lot of that.
Yeah.
And ain't that crazy? Like, you're going to be walking around, there's going to be people like, IRL streaming.
They'll have like a camera in their hand, or, you know, something that has their phone on it. Yeah, I mean, that's becoming the norm.
Like, when I went down to Miami, I mean, this is all I saw.
You see people doing it all the time.
Our audio listeners, I was holding my phone up like I was taking a selfie.
Yeah.
Like, people were just walking around with their phones out. And to people like my brother who think it's nuts, to me, I'm kind of like, this is where we are.
And it's not just content either, man. Like, I follow a lot of people who are in the IT industry, very successful people who, you know, work these very high profile jobs, work at, you know, certain government agencies, federal agencies, that they make content based off of the job that they have. You know, mm-hmm. it's another form of revenue for people. And we talked about the economic situation in the U.S. Once again, shout out to our international listeners. I'm not sure what the whole, you know, the worldwide economy is, you know, right now, but, you know, houses are expensive over here. You know, but, you know, people are looking for, you know, everyone wants to be the main character of their own story at this point. And with social media, you kind of have that opportunity to do that. You know, you don't have to start out to be, you don't have to start out content creation, playing game, you know, playing games. Honestly, I think that well is kind of dry, if I'm being completely honest. You know, you could talk about your favorite books, you know, you could talk about anime, you could talk about your favorite movies. You know, reaction content is super hot right now. You know, as for as saturated as it is, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I watch a lot of people react to movies and stuff that I've already seen because I like watching other people's perspective on things. Like, that's just interesting to me.
Yeah, it gets to that part, you'd be like, oh, what they gonna think?
Yeah, right, what here are their thoughts on this particular twist? Or, you know, I watch a lot of that stuff, man. I do. Like, it's just entertaining to me. And that's just really kind of where we are. And I think Twitch is really trying to figure out the best way to grasp that. And I wonder if they're going to ever make a pivot into long form content, you know, because as it stands right now, Twitch is only just a live service platform. You know, they're kind of trying to dabble a little bit with the stories, kind of like the Instagram type stories where you can post like a little picture or a video saying that you're live. And I think it permeates on your profile for like 72 hours, which I don't necessarily like. I think if they did something closer to maybe Snapchat, because you know the 24 hours, because if you have somebody that can't make it to your stream that particular time of day or that day, and they click on that and they think you're live and you're not, you know, you have a potential viewer that you missed.
Right.
So
right. Yeah, it does. I thought about that. It does do that too.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it exists for a couple of days, and you know they're learning, and you know honestly, with all of that to say, like I think Twitch is making a lot of good moves to add features that people will actually use and care about, you know.
And it's gonna be, with that being said, man, there's gonna be moves that moving forward, when you think about it, when that word profitability or profit, when you hear that, a lot of people cringe.
They do.
But you got to understand, we are eventually going to have, if you want Twitch to be around, which I know you guys do, because we have a gazillion people on here, and there's a gazillion people. There's people who literally does this for a living. Like, this is their only job. So, of course, we want it around. So we have to kind of be open to change. Like, there's going to be a lot of things in 2024 on this platform and beyond that's going to change.
It's fluid, man. Yeah, and
you have to adapt to it. You're gonna have to adapt to it, because it seems like Mr. Clancy is serious about turning this thing around. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, we host our stuff here, so we want it to win.
I'll be honest, man. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I think he is the best thing that's happened to Twitch since it was renamed from Justin.tv. I do. You know, the original CEO, Emmett Shear, he was an engineer through and through. He never would have done something like this. He would have never have come on. And that's not a strike against him or anything. That's, you know, some people are more comfortable than others. You know, you don't see the CEO of Google or the CEO of Discord coming onto a live stream, answering tough questions, standing 10, just like DC said, standing 10 toes. Yes, sitting in the hot seat, answering questions that most people would not have answered. You know, you would just get like a little BS blurb blog, you know, we really care about these people, blah, 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 you know, and, you know, then they're moving on to next quarter profits.
You know, and all you people who want to be millionaires and you have aspirations of being a CEO. It's not all glitter and gold. These are tough decisions. You know how that man probably felt? He probably felt like shit.
Oh, yeah, he said it was one of the toughest days he's had. Yeah, he talked about that. You know, he said this is one of the toughest days I've had to deal with. You know, because you're basically telling someone, I'm going to have to cut how you support yourself. A lot of people have families and kids, and you know, I know that gets lost on a lot of younger people nowadays who may not be in that position, who may just be a streamer, you know, your Warzone bro who's just listening to the latest Drake album on stream and just, regardless of what you may or may not read on social media, there are people that actually care about Twitch and social media and live streaming, you know. And hopefully that, you know, I hope those people land on their feet, you know. And hell, man, shout out to Aaron Simone. She made a TikTok about not getting into gaming right now and taking, you know, just go get a job in another industry, take those skills that you learned in that industry and eventually move your way back into games. You know, because a lot of people,
the passion never going to leave.
No, because a lot of people ask her all the time, how do I get a job in games? How do I get a job in games? How do I work in esports? You know, it's tough right now. There's a lot of places that either aren't hiring or they're scaling back. You know, it's just the reality of the situation.
We had that talk too. We had that talk too, man, about the gaming industry.
Yeah.
We've had this talk plenty of times on this podcast. The gaming industry, and this is not to scare anyone away. We just want you to open your eyes a little bit. The gaming industry is tough, man. It's a tough industry to be in. Yeah, it's fun. It has its cool moments. But at the end of the day, like we said, it's a business at the end of the day. These people have deadlines. Look at these devs, man. They got deadlines. You produce something that you think is the best thing ever, and then you put it out and it's not well received. Do you know what that does to your morale? You know what I'm saying?
It's not
so
good, man.
Trust me, as a graphic designer, trust me, I've said it a billion times. I know. Designing something and then having someone completely shit on it, and then you got to go back and redesign it. And man, I've dealt with some hellish clients, man. So look, man, this is what we're here for. Pay attention to the business side. This is what we're here for. We love to have fun, but we also like to inform you more and more about what's going on behind the scenes of the industry that we love so much.
And I know it doesn't seem like it. You know, we try not to be doom and gloom. It's going to get better eventually. You know, like I said, you have a lot of consolidation going on in tech and gaming right now. But eventually, the time to expand will come again. I mean, a lot of people don't remember like gaming from like 2008 to like 2012 with the recession. There were a lot of studios that don't exist anymore. Same kind of thing happened.
Yeah, that was a wild time.
You know, those couple of years, you know, a lot of studios kind of ceased to exist and other studios kind of rose from the ashes of that. And that's kind of what you're having right now. And I think eventually we'll get back to the point where, you know, everybody's making money and happy, you know. But
you know what? Don't that always happen? Like,
it's cyclical.
A lot of times when it's like a CEO basically giving birth. I mean, not a CEO, a studio. Because a lot of times when people get laid off, those people who get laid off usually go somewhere, form together, and create another studio.
Yeah. When do I think we're coming out of the dark period, Tori asked.
Good question.
That's a damn good question. Shout out to Tori, man. I would say, honestly, if we're being realistic,
it's gonna be a couple of years.
I think it's gonna be at least 3 to 5 years, and that's being generous.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while. I think, unfortunately,
I think, and a lot of people aren't gonna like what I'm about to say. You can clip it and put it on Twitter for me, but I don't care.
Brace yourself.
I think the advent of AI and that whole industry is going to, it's going to help a lot with the job market when it comes to tech. A lot of people aren't going to like that because people think Skynet and, oh, the robots are taking jobs. And, you know, I sent DC an NVIDIA presentation that kind of freaked him out, too. It freaked me the fuck out, too. I would tell you that, but
we're going to post that link, by the way. I think people should watch that.
Yeah, I think realistically, if you're, you know, because, you know, from all the what the smarter, much people much smarter than myself are saying, you know, we might be heading into a really hard recession again. I think it's going to take a few years before things kind of even out a little bit. That's just my, I'm going to say like a hard 3 to 5 years. It's probably close to like 2030. So, you know, if you got kids who are thinking about their futures, like, you know, like I do, get them into tech. I'm telling you, get them into gov tech.
It's going to come to a point where, yeah, and there's something that tech is such a wide field.
It is.
Just due to research, there's so much you can get into, man. And
yeah, and you don't have to know programming. They can do tech sales. Mm-hmm. They can do tech recruiting. Like there's so many avenues, and you know,
pretty much the future.
It's inevitable at this point. There's no stopping it. You know, people can shake their fist at the crowd, at the sky, like an old man.
They got full automated McDonald's already. Like,
yeah,
fully automated fast food restaurants are coming soon. So that's going to be a whole nother sector of people not working. McDonald's is already doing it.
I would caution people in thinking that universal basic income is coming anytime soon. I will caution you into placing your hopes on such a foolish dream if you think the government's going to take care of you. And I'll leave it at that.
This is not a doom and gloom cast. So
I just want y'all to be like real.
I just want to present a new segment called DC's Fake Positivity. Hey guys, I'm DC and I'm here to tell you it's gonna be all right.
We're inching real close to that that Cyberpunk 2077. That's all I was saying.
Yeah. We just want y'all to be aware, you know, and make adjustments. We can all win here. Like, don't think that it's like all doom and gloom. You could win here. But the key to winning is having the information and the knowledge. And whatever I learn, I'm willing to pass on to the audience.
Absolutely.
Who's willing to listen.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for. I love it. I love having these conversations, especially in the world that I live in, the world that I enjoy, which is, you know, tech, video games, all the geeky stuff. Hey, honestly, I'm hoping that before I die, I can buy my own Gundam. I want one for purchase. I want to fly around.
Like a life size one? Oh, man, don't get me excited.
No, I want to get inside of it. I'm not bullshitting. I want to get in that thing and fly around. Like,
might be sooner than you think. Hey, man, I'm just saying AI makes a lot of things possible, guys. It's not just all Skynet and they're going to realize that.
What do you feel about what did Apple just drop this week? Or is it Tuesday? The visor, AR reality visor thingy?
I think in a couple of versions, it's going to actually be something interesting.
Oh, and I'm buying it. I'm just going to let y'all know now, I'm buying it.
I think right now it's kind of hokey. You know, VR and AR still...
just big and doofy looking on the face.
Yeah, I think that kind of stuff is still kind of like decades away from being like actually cool. That's just my humble opinion. You know, but if you got the money to splurge on it, you can actually put... which I thought was cool, like prescription in like lens inserts in it. So if you wear glasses and you obviously it doesn't look like it's conducive to glasses, but I was reading that you can put like prescription inserts into it so you can see for somebody like myself who wears glasses for our audio listeners. So
I can eventually want to get that at my job. I ain't gonna hold you. I just want to sit at my desk and be like, beep, 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 beep.
Hey,
beep, beep, beep,
might be there sooner rather than later, man. But you know, that's enough of the doom and gloom. We have about, we got about 10-15 minutes left. So for those of you guys who are new around here, at the beginning of every year, we usually do like fun predictions of what we think is going to happen this year, you know, in gaming and in content creation. I have a couple. We can just run through a few, really, maybe like one each. And you know, next week we'll be talking about the Xbox Direct that got announced. That's on the 18th, so we're going to be talking about a lot of those releases. So I'm going to give DC the floor. You know, usually I would go first, but I'm going to give my man the floor for his first prediction. One prediction.
Let me pull up my notes. Well, actually, two of my predictions, we legitimately kind of low-key covered within the conversation that we had. So
it could be one off the dome, man. If you got one crazy, you know, it could or couldn't happen. You never know. You know?
We talk about Twitch. I'm going to throw this one out here real quick. One, I have... AI being used to create the world's ultimate MMO. That's one thing I think they're going to work on this year.
I actually like that. Oh my God.
With AI, I don't see, you guys haven't seen how they've been incorporating it into games where NPCs will generate like just random conversations and it will always be a different conversation. I think they're going to use that tech to like genuinely just create a ever evolving world where people can play in. I believe that is coming. I would say end of the year, you're going to start hearing talks about that. I think this is going to be a major, major project. Usually like people who take on this stuff is like crazy startup companies looking to make a name for themselves. But I definitely see that coming. And my second one real quick is, I do believe that Kick streaming platform, I do believe this year they will start what I like to call a clean sweep. I think they're going to start getting rid of some of the fluff and slowly adjusting to the point of being more, what is the word I'm looking for? I think they're looking for sponsorships and ads, so they're gonna slowly. Ooh,
they're gonna start cleaning up the platform. They're gonna hit.
And I don't think they're gonna do it. Like, I don't think they're gonna just do it immediately because that's gonna piss people off. I think it's gonna be a slow burn, baby. It's gonna be a little slow burn. I see it happening.
I kind of wish. What was the movie? Gosh, man. It was the movie with the teacher, and he showed the. You know, he was a principal. He showed up at the bad school. He got all the students onto the stage. And he told them they were expelled. I kind of wish Kick would do something like. I can't think of the name of that movie, man. Oh, it's gonna bother me. I'm gonna look it up.
It's gonna be a slow. They're gonna slowly start implementing more rules, which they already have, and it's gonna be a slow burn. Like I see it changing because, even before we talked to Amaze, I was slowly starting to, you know, gallivant around in the Kick streets and all the stuff that people complain about, even the not safe for work stuff.
Sure.
It is not as large as people make it. Like the numbers, the viewership, the stuff that people complain about. Oh, they're taking my views, blah, blah, blah. No, they're not, because their views are not even that great.
The movie streamers are taking my views. Sorry. Okay.
And you know why their views are not that great? Because there's other avenues people go to look at that stuff. So I believe that we will see a change. Yeah, I believe we will see a more positive change with Kick's culture.
Okay.
Also, I will say this about Kick, and then I'll give it to you. Hey, yo, Kick. Y'all gotta relax, all right? Stop acting like 12-year-olds in high school, because y'all be ramping up the beef. I'ma call you out on it. Y'all be ramping up.
I'm here now.
We here. Hey, cut that shit out.
Hard agree,
y'all be
man.
Y'all be a little wild. Y'all. I get that y'all riding for your boys. I get it, but
because that whole thing kind of turns into. Your identity, your branding is playing off of Twitch's announcements and shit that they do, and I hate that. Just be you. Do you.
And it's not the good creators. It's some of the people who just... I'm going to say it. It's some of y'all who just bitter because...
It's the CEO, like, too, of Kick.
Yeah, CEO. Get it together. I think he's going to change, too. I think a lot's going to change over there.
Yeah.
I think a lot's going to change over there. I think he knows what he needs to do, and, you know, it's going to... Like the frat behavior that the CEO is kind of like on. Like, he's a smart man at the end of the day. I know that some changes are going to come down. So let me give you the floor, my brother.
You're good, man. Shout out to Weenie and Chat. Shout out to Darkstar, man. Hey, if you guys are listening good to points. This podcast, man, thank you guys for hanging out, man. If you're listening to the audio version, we record this podcast every Saturday. You don't want to miss this, okay? We got a brand new background. I need you guys to come look at this. Shout out to our guy, Corey, man. You know, go follow him on Instagram, Fresco Drones, man. He has his own clothing line. He's doing great things over there, man. Appreciate that guy.
It'll be in the pod description.
Yes, absolutely. But I got a not so crazy prediction, but I feel like we don't talk about Nintendo enough here. We don't give them enough love. People have called us out on it, rightfully so.
All the time.
You know, like, we appreciate you. I don't hate Nintendo. I actually love Nintendo. My wife loves Nintendo as well. She's a huge Mario fan. I think this is the year we finally get that Switch successor. I think this is it, man. You know, a lot of people have been talking about it for a couple of years now.
I'm laughing at Weenie.
Nintendo doesn't need love, man. They got enough money, right, Weenie? But I think we get a new Switch. I don't think it's going to be a totally new console. And I think they're going to call it the Super Nintendo Switch, right? Like, come on. That's
people been saying that. Like, that, you
that's
would
such a good name.
Super Nintendo
Switch. We haven't had a Super Nintendo console. We haven't had one since the 80s. And I think it's gonna launch with a new Mario game. You know,
of course it is.
For those of you guys who don't know, there's two different Mario teams that work on the 2D games and the 3D games. And the last Mario game that came out, I think it's been about 7 years. So I think, you know, usually when Nintendo drops their consoles, they usually have like a big premiere exclusive title. They did the same thing with the original Switch with Breath of the Wild. I think it's time we get a new 3D Mario, and I think we're going to get a new Switch this year. And I think it's going to drop in October, too.
Well, it's been 7 years since we had a 3D Mario.
Yeah, it's been like 7-8 years.
Okay. I was like, when you said 7 years, I was like, didn't we just have Wonder? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, no, but there's two different developers, development teams that they have that work on it. I think we're gonna get a new Switch this year, man. I think it's time. And I think, you know, Nintendo and Microsoft are gonna start working a little bit closer together, you know, with their partnership, because they're kind of best friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Tina, that is out. That's Mario Wonder. It's out.
Yes, that one is out. That one came out, I believe, on my birthday last year, October 17th. If you guys didn't get me a gift, don't worry, I'm not mad at you.
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. But when that happens, and it will, it's going to be one of those ground-shaking moments because Nintendo does that. Nintendo is major, man, even though, you know, we keep saying that we're going to make a effort.
This is the year we make effort to talk about it. Nintendo we're and Nintendo games. I have a Switch. DC, we're going to get DC a Switch.
No, I'm waiting for the new one to come out.
We're going
to
wait. Oh, he's going to wait for the new one to come out.
The new one comes out, I promise you, I will buy it. And to, I don't think they need to change much. I love how the Switch works. I think, you know, if they're going to upgrade the screen and all that, that's cool. But I love the idea of Switch. But knowing Nintendo, they got something up their sleeve. They love to press the limits with their crazy designs. And, you know, it's always something interactive, whether it's the controller or the game being portable.
Right.
I can't wait to see what they do with that. But if it was me, I wouldn't change too much. I love what they have now. And I can't wait to see. And I promise you here right now, I will be getting whatever they drop. It may not be when it first come out because, you know,
those things, those things are 100% going to sell out. And I honestly, man, it's just time, you know, like the Switch is really starting to kind of show its age with their games. I mean, you know, a lot of people were kind of, you know, that conversation was permeating a little bit last year with Breath of the Wild 2. And, you know, shout out to Darkstar. He said that the rumor is September. So, honestly, I think it's going to drop in, like, that September-October window. It just kind of makes too much sense. And, I think it's going to hit at, like, a $400-$450 price point. You know, Nintendo usually, they don't usually sell their consoles at a loss, you know, which is insane when you think about it. So, for those of you guys who don't know, to make a PlayStation and an Xbox, it's usually about twice the amount that they sell them for. So, they
always lose money.
So, they always lose money on every unit they sell, minus Nintendo. They literally print money. I kind of see Nintendo kind of sticking with the Switch. I mean, you know, you have a lot of handheld love, a lot of that nostalgia that, the Switch really kind of did for them, especially coming off the Wii U. I don't really see them kind of switching up the formula. See what I did there? Switching up the formula. I think, it, you know, hopefully it hits like that 4K game and maybe 4K 30 when it's docked and maybe 1080p 60 when it's, you know, handheld mode. I think that would be fire. Honestly, that's my big prediction of the year. I think we're going to get the Super Nintendo Switch. I'm going to keep calling it that, even if they don't name
it. And it's going to be, you know, they're going to drop it during the holidays if it do.
Oh, 100%.
It only makes perfect sense.
It's going to be before Black Friday. It has to be before Black Friday. That's just.
You know what? Maybe I'll do a IRL stream. Me sitting in the line trying to get one.
Hold him to it, guys. Remember, he said that. Somebody clipped that. He said it. You heard him. I'm pointing at him. He said it.
And wait, get a Switch and a new iPhone. Time for the home button to skedaddle, guys.
Bully him into getting a new iPhone, please.
Look at that home button. Look at it.
Oh, my God. Get rid of that.
The circle that I've grown to love.
Oh, now it's goodness leaving. Gracious. We're going off the rails here.
Leave my phone alone, man.
We're off the
Step
rails.
Step off my phone, man. Off the rails is where we love to be.
Oh, man. This is what happens when you guys get evening podcasts from us, man. Thank you guys for hanging out, man. Another great episode. Really looking forward to this year, despite, you know, like I said, man, we don't want you guys to think it's all doom and gloom. Our biggest thing around here is just spreading information and trying to come together to figure out solutions. You know, we're worried about these things that we talk about as well. We don't have all the answers. And if Dan Clancy's listening, we would love to have you on, brother.
I'm jumping in his, I'm jumping in them DMs, bro. I have no shame this year. Y'all DMs, bro.
I would be honored to have you on, man. I think that would be an incredible conversation. The people wanted. They were talking about it on Twitter. They said they want you in here, man. I'm not making this up. There's it's proof in the pudding. So hopefully we can get him on. But if not, man, either way, thank y'all for hanging out today.
I'm gonna create a sales pitch.
I love it. We're gonna get him in here, man. That's a big fish for the year, man. But
big goals, 2024.
That's going to be the end of the audio version, man. If you guys are in chat, hang around. We're going to play some video games right after this. Make sure you guys go check out the Super Weapon YouTube. The Amaze episode should be up, and then it will be up on all the podcasts. The major podcasting platforms today. You guys can find me everywhere. Darius the Artist on Twitter. I'm never calling it X. We're Darius the Artist, where the E is a 3. And I'm gonna let DC take
Hold on, real quick. Before I do my outro, my mother is bragging on my phone. Well, hey, mother, for lurking in the crowd.
Shout out to Mama DC. Shame him, Mama DC. Shame him.
Look, are you gonna buy me one for my birthday?
Oh no.
Mother. Okay, but let me get on this outro. Stop shaming me, mother.
Oh man.
But yeah, see, good thing she's not in the chat, right? And she shamed me on
my gotta phone. Make your mom mod, man. If she speaks, I'm making her a mod. I'm telling you. 100%.
Yeah, ain't nobody ever calling this shit X, man.
Never calling it X.
Never. It's Twitter for life around here. But anyway, hey guys, I want to give a quick shout out to first of all, Amaze, for coming through and being amazing. Great show. I'm gonna keep encouraging that, and I will post it on Twitter a couple of times for you guys to go back. Good people deserve good things, man. And I feel like, you know, what he's contributed to the space should be saluted and congratulated. Go over there, tell that guy, we sent you. Yeah, go over there and check him out, man. Show him some love. He's over there on Kick, man. Don't be afraid if you're a Twitcher. Go over there and show him some love. Spread some love, man. And Iron Bangle, man, one of our...
shout out.
He's one of our YouTube faithfuls, man. You know, we want to point that out. He be over there on the YouTube. He checks out all the episodes and everything we drop. You know what I'm saying? He was looking forward to this episode. So when it drops, we want to give a shout out to you, my brother. I've been checking out your content. He plays a lot of Call of Duty, Halo. He got a few other games over there. So salute to that guy. To Tori Montrell in the chat. ToriMontrell.com. Tori is an illustrator, and he's also one of our friends, day one from
my geyser.
Yeah, he's an illustrator. So if you ever need like children's books or any illustration of any kind, check out our guy, ToriMontrell.com. Shout out to Corey for the dope background once again. That's our in-house graphic designer. You ever need him for anything, he's on IG at Corey Jones Designs, I believe. I said that right? Or is it with an S? Is it plural? Designs?
I think it is with an S. Corey Jones, we're so sorry.
Design or designs? We're trash.
It'll be in the description. We're so sorry.
It'll be in the description. But yeah, and everyone who comes through, and we've noticed the growth and the support, and we love it. The Weenies, the Andersons, the Sergeys, everyone who just take up time, which is valuable. You take the time out of your day to come kick it with us. We love and appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys for hanging out, man. It's going to be in episode 175. We'll see you next week where we're going to be talking about the Xbox Direct. Take it easy. Peace.
Gotta let that get off my phone, man.